there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today is Monday, the 6th of November 2017. Bitcoin is currently at $7,190, which is down 4% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum's at $301, which is up 2%. Ripple's at 20 cents, which is also up 2%. And Litecoin's at $55, which is up 1%. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash.
Alright, so let's get into this. First story today is going to be regarding Bitcoin and its place in the global currency space. And when I say global currency, I'm referring to fiat currency. So let's get into it. Bitcoin ranked 32nd global currency by physical money supply. Jameson Lorp, the lead developer at BitGo, a blockchain security company, has calculated that Bitcoin would rank 32nd globally for its value in circulation. He created a clone money supply aggregator, M1 Index. Similar to this, it was put ahead of Singapore and South Africa, and just behind Finland and the UAE. By creating the clone of the M1 Index, a metric for the money supply of a country, which includes physical money, both paper and coin, as well as checking accounts are valued, Lup calculated that Bitcoin would finish pretty high up, valuing the narrow money. In the index, narrow money is used as a metric to determine the value of a currency. The narrow money of a country essentially is every piece of existing currency, taking into account all paper money, as well as coins and even digital money stored in a bank accounts. Liquid assets held by central banks are also considered. So, using this metric and the value of Bitcoin in circulation, Lup comes up with a figure of $122,406,125,890 for Bitcoin. Its current market cap at the time of calculating this. However, with its fluctuations, Bitcoin has reached as high as $125 billion in the last 3 days alone, which would put it 31st above Finland. Wow, that's amazing. Bursting the growth. So Bitcoin continues to skyrocket with its high recently hitting $7,500. This has seen its overall market cap skyrocket, as well as dominate the cryptocurrency market with over 60% domination. Bitcoin price and its market cap are key determining factors in its overall value. But it's metrics like Lup's that start to put into power just how influential and powerful the digital currency is. Further adoption. Because Bitcoin crosses the boundary between currency and asset, it is difficult to pigeonhole. However, its two categories are helping across different lines. Recently, a decision by CME Group, the world's largest exchange owner, to introduce Bitcoin futures by the end of the year helped Bitcoin's value soar as more traditional investors spotted an opportunity. However, its liquid nature allows it to be considered a currency, and thus is compared to other countries and their money. Magical trillion mark. There are predictions that the cryptocurrency market would cross $1 trillion in 2018, and because of its dominance of Bitcoin, a lot of that will be pushed from the original cryptocurrency. Additionally, many believe that Bitcoin's rapid growth market cap is impressive, going from under $20 billion in January 1st all the way up to $201 billion by November 5th. But only once $1 trillion reached, it'll be a major player. A $1 trillion market cap for Bitcoin would rank it comfortably in 8th ahead of Spain and just under Italy, the lowest ranked country with $1 trillion in narrow money. Wow, what a story. Let's move on to the next one. Alright, so the second story today is going to be talking about what the catalyst was behind the new all-time Bitcoin high of $7,598 and what we could potentially see coming up for the cryptocurrency. So let's get into it. The Bitcoin price has demonstrated a minor correction subsequent to achieving a new all-time high on November 5th, declining from over $7,500 to $2,070 within the past 24 hours. Yesterday, CCN reported that the Bitcoin price officially achieved a new all-time high at $7,598. Woohoo! With upward momentum triggered by the entrance of institutional and retail investors from the traditional financial industry. Specifically, a CCN report revealed that investors from two major Bitcoin markets in Japan and South Korea, who are well known to be overall conservative with their investments, have started to convert to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency market. In Japan and South Korea, the two regions in Asia that are known to have extremely conservative investors and traders, they have seen an exponential increase in the demand for Bitcoin from local traders. In an interview with Nathan of the New York Times in October, Corbett founder and CEO Tony Liu emphasized that once people are invested in South Korea, they encourage others to join the party, the report read. Is a minor correction beneficial for the midterm Bitcoin price trend? Evidentially, the demand for Bitcoin from both institutional and individual investors in major regions such as US, South Korea, Japan, and Europe has increased at a rapid rate over the past month, likely due to the mutation of the Bitcoin exchange market and its increasing liquidity. However, the price of Bitcoin has increased by substantial margins in a relatively short period, as the Bitcoin price surged from $4,400 to $7,598 in the past 30 days. That is more than $3,100 increase in the price of Bitcoin within a 1 month span. Wow. Many analysts, including Wall Street strategist of Fundstrat's Tom Lee, cautioned investors in regards to a correction that has been long overdue. The Bitcoin price has increased from $4,400 to $7,598 without any minor corrections over the past 4 weeks, which should be considered as an unstable price trend, even with the consideration of Bitcoin's exponential growth. Historically, minor corrections have helped Bitcoin stabilize its price in the short term and regain upward momentum to initiate new rallies, with the CME's Bitcoin Futures Exchange expected to launch by the end of the month. The Bitcoin price could gear towards a new all-time high in the upcoming weeks, despite the scheduled November 16th hard fork of SegWit2x. But several prominent experts, include Litecoin creator and former Coinbase executive Charlie Lee, emphasize that the hard fork could lead to a major correction of Bitcoin price if investors reallocate their funds from Bitcoin to alternative cryptocurrencies after the hard fork. Will SegWit2x hard fork lead to a major correction? Lee noted that many investors might have migrated their funds from altcoins to Bitcoin to obtain the SegWit2x tokens, or B2X, after the November 16 hard fork. If that is the case, Lee expects that Bitcoin price to decline upon the hard fork. And this is a tweet from Charlie Lee, and you go follow him at Satoshi Light. I'm 99% sure that the B2X hard fork, BTC, will flow back to LTC and altcoins and will pump. But not selling Bitcoin, because I want free airdrop. Love it. Let's go on to the next story. All right, so the next story today is going to be discussing the potential price move on Bitcoin in regards to SegWit2x. So let's get into it, because this is definitely one of the most interesting stories I've read today. Bitcoin price analyst Tone Vase has called the top of the latest Bitcoin bull run at $7,500. On analysis of the monthly charts, Vase, who correctly predicted Bitcoin's month-long surge pattern, said it would be very difficult to sustain continued growth. I think we've topped, he said in a video update on the previous 5 weeks' price performance. Noting the significant growth over the past week, Vase concluded that although it mimicked a similar spurt in May, this time momentum was highly unlikely to keep up. The monthly is calling for a top. The weekly is still calling for 4 weeks of upside, he explained, citing the upcoming SegWit2x hard fork as the main barrier to progress. The impending Bitcoin chain split has sparked warnings of price volatility for several months, with the industry still unable to call what the impact of the rival 2x chain will be. In the short term, meanwhile, they said that no one should be surprised about a several day correction, which is already in progress. Prices have come off from all-time highs to return to $7,200, with a re-evaluating later the week, not necessarily meaning the further upside of new highs. Rival Bitcoin Cash, meanwhile, continues to grow, passing $600 and expanding 3.5% in the last 24 hours at press time. Wow, what a story. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
Right, so the first tweet we're going to go through today is from one of our followers, Sam Wootzer. And you can go follow him at SD Wooters, and he's spelling that W-O-U-T-E-R-S. And here's the tweet. A measly $2 billion per day is being transferred over the Bitcoin experiment per day. Nothing to see here. I love that. We salute you, Sam. Let's go to the next tweet. And this is from tokenbox.io. And you go follow them at tokenbox. Lily Allen turned down 200,000 Bitcoin for a concert. Today, that would be worth $1.47 billion. Oops. Oh, my God. I bet she's regretting that now, right? Let's move on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
So today's format is going to be a little bit different to the previous episodes. We're going to be going over an ICO that's already occurred and the price movements on the back of that. So let's get into it. So the project name is 0x. The token ticker is ZRX. The hard cap for this ICO is $24 million. ICO contributors own 50% of total token supply if hard cap is reached. There'll be 1 billion tokens available. And the maximum market cap of ICO is $48 million if hard cap is reached. Bonus structure, none. It's based on the Ethereum blockchain, so it's an ERC-20 token. The timeline was from August 15th for 4 days. Registration opens from August 9th to 12th. Please refer to 0x's website. Okay, it's already happened. So at ICO, the price you could have got in at was 17 cents. Now, within 48 hours, it went up to 51 cents. The reason behind that was because people that wanted to get into the ICO were eventually sold. It sold out quicker than they anticipated, and people wanted to still get involved. So when it went onto an exchange, the money was flooding in. So some of these ICOs, what you see is it just reaching its hard cap. People looking for an exit plan. No buyers really there, so the price drops down. With this, it's a little bit different. So that was up 199.9% within 48 hours. But you may ask, where is it trading now? Funny enough, it's at 18 cents. So you would have still been in profit. Depending on how many shares you got, you could be happy or not happy. But I think what we're really looking at here is just the craziness. So within 48 hours, went up to 51 cents. That's knit up, if you're rounding it up, 200%. You'd be very happy with that. And then now, so this was back in August. It's now November. It's still at 18 cents. So what a remarkable ICO that's been, and what a ride for all of the investors there. With that in mind, tomorrow's format for the show is going to be a bit different. So please tune in. Please give us a good review, rate us, share us with your crypto community. Whoever's interested, whoever's moms, pops, anyone out there, please feel free to spread the good word about the SVK Crypto's 15 minutes of crypto fame. Other than that, that's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Have a good evening.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website www.svkcrypto.com.